Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Ezekiel 37, the verses 1 to 14. Ezekiel 37, 1 to 14. The Lord took hold of me and I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to a valley filled with bones. He led me all around among the bones that covered the valley floor. They were scattered everywhere across the ground and were completely dried out. Then he asked me, "Son of man, can these bones become living people again?" "Oh, sovereign Lord," I replied, "you alone know the answer to that." Then he said to me, "Speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, 'Dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I am going to put breath into you and make you live again. I will put flesh and muscles on you and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord." So I spoke this message just as he told me. Suddenly, as I spoke, there was a rattling noise all across the valley. The bones of each body came together and attached themselves as complete skeletons. Then as I watched, muscles and flesh formed over the bones. Then skin formed to cover their bodies, but they still had no breath in them. Then he said to me, "Speak a prophetic message to the winds, son of man. Speak a prophetic message and say, 'This is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, O breath from the four winds, breathe into these dead bodies so they may live again.'" So I spoke the message as he commanded me, and breath came into their bodies. They all came to life and stood up on their feet, a great army. Then he said to me, "Son of man, these bones represent the people of Israel. They are saying, 'We have become old, dry bones, all hope is gone. Our nation is finished.' Therefore prophesy to them and say, 'This is what the sovereign Lord says. O my people, I will open your graves of exile and cause you to rise again. Then I will bring you back to the land of Israel. When this happens, O my people, you will know that I am the Lord. I will put my spirit in you, and you will live again and return home to your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done what I said. Yes, the Lord has spoken.'" My theme for reflection is the power of God's renewal. In this long passage, the prophet Ezekiel is speaking from Babylon, painting a vivid picture of the spiritual desolation and hopelessness experienced by a people who have witnessed the destruction of their temple and capital city. Despite their disobedience, Ezekiel offers a beautiful message of divine grace, revealing God's initiative in bringing new life to a seemingly dead nation. The theme, "The Power of God's Renewal," explores the enduring truth that divine grace has the power to revive and transform even the most desolate situations in our lives. What does this text mean for us? Ezekiel's vision symbolizes the human predicament. Moral choices that often lead to spiritual death and desolation. while divine grace, depicted as God's Spirit or Ruah, is the catalyst for transformation, breathing life into lifeless bones and bringing about a miraculous resurrection. My dear friends, in a world marked by despair, this passage offers hope that God's grace can bring renewal to our personal lives and collective communities. The emphasis on God's initiative challenges us to recognize our dependence on divine grace and acknowledge that, like the dry bones, we are unable to bring about true life on our own. I have two questions for reflection. One, where do you see dry bones, areas of despair or hopelessness in your life or in the world today? Two, how does the concept of divine grace as depicted in Ezekiel's vision change your perspective on personal and collective transformation? Gracious God, we come before you acknowledging our moments of desolation and dryness. Just as you breathed life into the valley of dry bones, we ask for your Spirit to renew and revive us. Help us see beyond the apparent hopelessness in our lives and the world, trusting in your power to bring forth life and restoration. May the promise of Ezekiel's vision inspire hope and ignite a spirit of transformation within us. Only grace fills the gap between what we are made for and what we ourselves can manage. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.